as hundreds of people take to Delaware Park and colored balloons fill the air Friday night for the annual Light the Night Walk, it will again serve as a dramatic reminder of how leukemia continues to be a life-changing story for so many in Western New York.
And back when I was 3.5 years old, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Meet Brianna Blank.
I went through 22 months of treatment, chemotherapy in and out of the hospital, various shots and MRIs and tests. But luckily, when I was about 5.5 or so, I went into remission, and I am currently 18 years cancer-free.
A story of thanks, if for Brianna and her family, it ended there.
I had a bone marrow transplant, and that was...
October of 2014.
Right, October of 2014. So I'll be coming up on my two-year mark here in October.
Mm-hmm. Meet Brianna's father, David Blank, diagnosed with leukemia almost 2 decades after he carted Brianna around Delaware Park in a wagon so she could share in the spirit of the Light the Night Walk. Walking for David, at least for the time being, is done with a cane.
My bone marrow was flown in from an 18-year-old female in Poland.
Hmm.
Her bone marrow has taken to my body, but what my body's doing now is fighting her. Her DNA, more or less, is fighting against my DNA. That's what they call graft versus host. So I have a lot of side effects. It's not fun side effects. It has limited my ability to perform a lot of different things that I used to do.
A loss to David Blank and to his community, which he served for so many years as a member and leader of the North Boston Fire Company. It's a story full of spirit-crushing details, though the Blank family has handled it with grace.
Soon to be on the air of WBFO.
88.7 on your dial.
There we go.
Brianna Blank, now a charismatic professional in her 20s. David Blank, a proud father, who somehow, despite how leukemia has ravaged his family, proceeds with great thanks.
You know, and having two of us in the same family has taxed our resources drastically, and to have the Leukemia Society in Western New York step up and help us out with certain things like, you know, our parking and certain medications and stuff like that. I'm not saying that they pay for everything, but they help out greatly in the support, and that's huge when you're sick.
And much of that support is funded by the Light the Night Walk, which last year raised nearly $440,000, courtesy of more than 3,000 participants.
It shows by all the red balloons, you know, the people supporting the Leukemia Society. Mm-hmm. The white balloons are for
survivors,
and the yellow balloons are for honorees.
Honoring those that have passed
that
on.
That have passed on from the leukemia.
David and Brianna Blank, they'll be among those taking part in the 2016 Light the Night Walk. With registration starting at 5, the walk in Delaware Park begins at 7:30. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.